biggest issue on Sunday?
We could have played better. And we all could have played better, especially starting with me. In the passing game, I could be much quicker in my decision making, get the ball out of my hands faster, and just get the ball to our playmakers and allow them to make plays.
Teddy, you often said in preseason training camp that you didn't want to make the same mistake twice. I guess, was there anything you take away from that game where you said, okay, lesson learned?
Just playing faster. The interception in the red zone, you never want to turn the ball over in a football game. So, turnovers, kill drives, take away points, especially down in the red zone. That was first down and a ball on the 15-yard line. And that was a time where I could have been much smarter in my decision making. But, I'm just going to continue to just learn from the tape and move forward.
On that play, I think Mike said that the route was supposed to take that safety away. What should you have done differently?
Well, I could have worked the inside guy. I believe it was Greg Jennings. And, all week in practice, I got reps on just throwing the outside guy, and I got a little complacent. And that's where I just need to get back, to the film room and just prepare for the worst-case scenarios.
Since you took over as the starter, how have things kind of changed for you in trying to develop chemistry with guys like Cordero and Greg that you might not have been throwing the ball to in practices when Matt was the starter?
Things have changed because, I'm now in there with the guys who, are playing full speed, who have a pretty good grasp for this offense. And, that's how things have changed for the most part. Just being able to play with those guys. And, before when I was playing with, a group of the young guys where, we weren't really getting a chance to execute our offense, but now we're, able to just execute this entire system together.
Playing faster, does that come just with more experience and more comfort in everything? Another start, and kind of just being more comfortable out there?
Yeah, that plays a role, but also, I just have to have a plan every play. Whenever I'm at the line of scrimmage, just make sure I have a plan where I'm going to go with the ball before the ball is even snapped. And that's just a part of my pre-snap reads and everything. So, I'm just going to continue to work as hard as I can to get better in that aspect.
Did that game stick with you at all, or did you put it behind you pretty quick?
After watching the tape, we make the corrections, and we don't want to dwell on it for too long. That's in the past now. We have to focus on Buffalo, and that's a good thing about this NFL is it's a long season. So each week you get a new opportunity to go out there and show what you're worth.
Hey, Jason Taylor, the former pass rusher, said on the air the other day that with the running game being hampered as it is, with Peterson out, with the offensive line having trouble, that you run the risk of maybe being shell-shocked, being put back there as a rookie, and even pointing to David Carr, who was the number one pick in 2002 and was sacked 76 times as a rookie. Do you have any concern about being thrown into the situation you have been as a rookie with the line and the running game?
Not at all. We have some talented guys on this roster, and guys' numbers are going to be called, and we're going to ask those guys to make plays for this team. So, for me, my number was called early, and, I don't expect anything different from myself. So, it's just all about, getting comfortable in the offense, just playing with one another and playing for one another.
After these past two games, I know things haven't gone well for the offense, but how much confidence do you guys have in North Turner that he's going to be able to figure it out and you guys are going to be able to turn things around?
We have a ton of confidence in Coach Turner. He's one of the best offensive coordinators in the game. And, we're just going to continue to just find different ways to get our playmakers the ball. And we're just going to get back to winning form.
You heard anything about playing up in Buffalo? They've got swirling winds. Have you heard anything about, it sometimes can get tough for quarterbacks throwing the ball up there, anything like that?
Yeah, I've heard about the winds and everything. But, at the end of the day, none of that won't matter if we don't get the win.
What are some of the biggest things Norv's talked with you this week about?
I just playing fast. He mentioned the Atlanta game, how I was just able to make decisions fast, get the ball out of my hands, and allow our guys to make plays. So that's going to be the message going into this game in Buffalo. We know that they have a pretty good front seven also. We know that we're going to be up for a challenge, but it's one that we're ready to go against.
In general, what sort of time should it be from snap to getting the ball out of your hands? I mean, is it 3 seconds or four or what?
I don't really know the exact time, but you have to have that mental clock in your head. And it's usually whenever you take that fifth step, you know, the ball should be gone, and you should be allowed to take at least one hitch, you know, to throw to a wide receiver. If you're on your second hitch, moving up in the pocket, that means you need to be getting the ball out of your hands to the check down. So, you know, for me, I can count numerous times where I was taking more than two hitches or more than one hitch holding on to the ball, and I'm just going to continue to work better and try to get better in that field.
You talked about that a little bit in training camp, too, about working quicker. Yeah. Is that just getting through your reads quicker, or are you talking mechanically, too, need to be faster?
Just getting through my reads quicker. And we have plays designed to get the ball out of your hands quick. Like I said, to get the ball to our playmakers that we have here. So I'm just going to continue to just study, try to get better.
How many of those sacks did you see that show up on Sunday where you kind of said to yourself, I could have gotten the ball out quicker?
Majority of them. And, you know, sometimes the defense is just going to cover a play pretty well. But there were multiple times on Sunday where I found myself holding on to the ball, you know, where a guy was running wide open down the field or running across the field wide open.
How'd you feel? I mean, there looked like in the fourth quarter it was a little slower and slower to get up after the sacks.
Yeah, no, I didn't feel too bad. You know, luckily we have a good strength conditioning staff here who've helped me prepare my body, you know, for games like those. And you never want to play in those kind of games. But, well, like I said, we have a great strength and conditioning staff here who allowed me to prepare my body, you know, for those kind of games.
Said the other day, he was being a little optimistic, but he said that it's good that you got your worst game of your career now out behind you. I mean, is that how you feel? You kind of look at it optimistically?
Oh, yes. You know, sometimes you can't control the outcome of a game. You know, you can't control the outcome of every pass. So, you know, you're going to have some ups and downs in games, but it's best to just, you know, put the worst games behind you, put the worst plays behind you, and just move forward.
You had said that you can't remember the last time you played a game without throwing a touchdown. How do you bounce back from that?
For one, trying to throw the first touchdown, but not trying to do too much. You know, just playing within the system. Whenever those opportunities present themselves, we have to take advantage of them. There were numerous times so far this year where I've had an opportunity to throw a touchdown, and you know, I just missed out on those opportunities. So just taking advantage when those opportunities present themselves, not trying to force the ball, just playing within our offense.
Starts under your belt, are you altering the way you prepare at all?
Not at all. You know, when I was the backup, I told myself that I was going to prepare as if I was the starter. So, you know, I'll still spend, you know, numerous hours around the facility, whether it's in the training room, watching film. And I'm just trying to, you know, be the best that I can be right now. And hopefully I'm doing a good job.
Your receivers have dropped some passes this season. I mean, is there anything you can do as a quarterback to make it a little bit easier for them?
I'm pretty sure I can throw a much better ball. You know, I can have better ball placement. And sometimes we're asking those guys to make the difficult catches where I'm sometimes throwing the ball behind the wide receiver. So I think that I can be better in my ball placement, throwing the ball on time. You know, if you think about Sunday, Greg Jennings was able to make a spectacular catch for us as he was falling to the ground because I had thrown the ball behind him. So I'm just going to continue to work to get better in my ball placement, just every little detail.
What kind of player do you think McKinnon's going to be?
McKinnon, he's a very exciting player. And he's a do-it-all back. He's very exciting to watch. Every time he gets the ball in his hand, it makes something happen. So he's going to be a very electrifying player for this team.
Jarek, do you think you will get more touches in this offense?
We're trying to find ways to get all of our playmakers the ball, and Jarek, he's a guy who's been making plays for this team, so we probably can expect to see Jarek get more involved in offense.
Thanks.
Okay.
Thank you, Teddy.
No problem.